Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim, sir. My name is Antonia. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you on stay?
First of all, dear, that's a very pretty name.
Thank you so much.
I was on the phone today. I can't remember her name. And we were going through everything, and I did not have my checkbook to give her my routing number.
Okay, so I can get that in for you. Can I have your social security number?
Yes, 201-369631.
So did she put you down for the benefits card, or did she just tell you to call back and give that information?
She told me to call back because I did my claim, and I spoke to a woman on the phone, and when I did my claim last night, it said I was disqualified, and I spoke to a girl today, and we got right up to everything. She said, can I have your routing number, because I do direct deposit. I was like, I'm at work, I said, and I don't have my checkbook with me. She said, that's fine. When you get home tonight before 8 o'clock, she said, call and give that information. She said, then your check can be direct deposited.
Okay, so did y'all finish the claim?
Yeah, we got right up to me giving her my routing number. So she said to call back tonight and give that information.
Okay, yes, sir. One moment.
I apologize for the confusion, dear. I'm just doing what I was told.
Yes, sir. It's fine. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. 1 second.
Oh, no problem.
All right, and your first and last name?
Is Robert Williams,
and
Jr., 11761.
And your mother's maiden name?
Zanetti. And that's one nobody would guess. Yeah, she was, my grandmother was from Italy.
Oh. And
I miss all that delicious Italian holiday food.
Oh, I bet. That sounds great. I would miss that, too.
Homemade lasagna, homemade raviolis.
Yeah. Mm, that sounds delicious. I haven't ate all day.
The good old days.
Yeah. And have you had a name change?
No, dear.
All right. And... are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, I don't.
And is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No. Disabled in the head sometimes, but...
And did you serve on acts of duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school, 12th grade.
Okay. And what's their routing number?
All right. It's 262-275-835.
So that was 262-275-835.
Correct.
And what's the account number?
It's 510-169-59884.
Okay, so that was 510-169-59884.
Correct.
And what's your mailing address?
147 Easy Street, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750. And it's not the easy street that you think. Well, I guess so many people say, oh, you live on Easy Street. I'm like, yeah, not the one you're thinking of.
Okay. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
What's a good telephone number to put on file for you?
This one here, 570-234-5723.
All right, so that was 570-234-5723.
Yes.
And their address was 147 Easy Street, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750.
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
And did I receive what, dear? Notification for what?
A trade readjustment allowance. Basically, if you ever worked overseas or your employer has moved the company overseas, then you receive a notification in the mail.
No.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, dear.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. I'm too old for that.
And what was the last day you worked?
I didn't work all last week, but I worked today. I worked today. So prior to that, the last day I worked was not last Friday, but the Friday prior.
Okay. So, but you
didn't
work today.
Yes. I didn't work last week. And that's when, not to interrupt you, but that's when I put down when I did my claim, I had put everything down, and they asked me if I was, I spoke to two women, one prior when I opened my claim and one today. I put, it asked me, have you been seeking employment? And I put no. And the reason why, like I told the woman when I opened it, because I have the 12th, I will be going back to work. We didn't work last week because of contract and weather. See, I run heavy equipment. So I was filing for, you could say a partial or whatever, for last week. And then it came up. When I did it, she told me, go ahead through with it, file it Sunday night. And I did it last night, and when everything went through, I explained to the girl today, I was disqualified. She said, huh. And she checked into it, and that's when she said, let's do this all over again. She said, and I'll file it. Not to complain, when I did, the last time I filed with you prior to this one was, June of 21, and I did it for 4 weeks. I had problems every time doing it online. I always got disqualified, and I had to call and get a call back. And I explained that to her today. I don't know why. Because I'm born and raised in Pennsylvania, make a long story short. I worked for the state there. I used to have to file unemployment for 4 months, and I never had a problem. But down here, when I do it online, it always comes back saying disqualified, and I got a call, and then get a call back, no matter what. All four that I received last June of 21, I had to call every time because I got disqualified every time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get it, so I'm like, okay, I got a call.
Okay, so
I'm only filing for last week.
Oh, you're only trying to file for last week.
Yes, because I am back to work today. I did work today. So I only filed for last week because we don't work all week.
When you called in, when you called in earlier today and she told you that she tried to do it on Sunday, what did she told you to go ahead and file that claim?
She told me, like I said, she started asking me the questions that you just asked me and got up to needing my routing number. And I didn't have my checkbook with me. And that's when she told me to call back tonight. And she said, explain that to whoever you speak to, that you needed to give me your routing number and you didn't have your checkbook with me. And I was like, okay. So that's what I'm doing, dear.
Okay. Yes, sir. Being that you are back at work,
because I didn't work all last week, and I was filing for last week.
Okay.
And the weather, the way it's looking, come Wednesday, they want 3 inches of rain Wednesday into Thursday, so I probably won't work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So, it's hard to say. Mother Nature can be cruel.
I see. I am about to... Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure, no problem there.
Because the way you explained it, I was kind of confused, but now I see what you're saying now, okay?
Okay.
One moment. What bank are you trying to change it to?
The bank I've been using, dear, and that's Redstone Federal Credit Union.
Okay, one moment.
And every 30 hours, we're at the bank, but it's good to
Okay, yes, sir. So, once again, I'm sorry about the confusion.
Oh, no problem there. I'm sorry if I confused you.
You're fine. I was trying to kind of see, did you finish the claim, and did she select the benefits card for you so that you can finish the claim, and she was instructing you to call back just to update that. That's what I was trying to see. So, yes, sir, I am about to transfer you so that they can get the information updated for you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Now, dear, did you file for last week for me? Is that what you did?
So, no, actually, when I looked back and seen on your claim that you had two incomplete claims, I was reopening your claim for you because I seen that you had two incomplete claims, and I thought that's what you were trying to do because you didn't finish the claim. So, I was finishing the claim for you, but now that you said that you finished the claim and that you need to just update that information, I'm going to transfer you so that they can update that information for you, okay?
Yeah, see, because last Thursday, I opened my claim, did everything on the phone with a girl, and Sunday night, I did as she told me to do. I filed my claim, and then it came back disqualified. So then I called for the callback, and I spoke to the girl today, and like I said, got up to everything but having my routing number. And she said to call back tonight and give my routing number so that they can complete this. Because I told her, too, every time I went to file online, to file my claim, it would never go through. I always had a call. And so I was told to call tonight and give my routing number and everything so I could complete this.
Okay. When I transfer you, explain that to them too as well about the weekly certification process. On Sunday, that's where you was asking about, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I am about to transfer you. You have a good night, and I'm finna transfer you.
Thank you very much, dear. You take care.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.